We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, home base, Sports Talk, 1400 AM in Las Vegas on the radio, 107.1 FM on your FM dial, and of course from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, here in your gaming capital in the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show for this Friday. We're getting close. 1 week from today will be Kentucky Oaks Day, and as you can see on the counter, 8 days and counting until the Kentucky Derby, 1 day and counting until they draw for the Kentucky Derby, and we welcome you to the show on this Friday. We're bringing in a gent who is usually with us through the feed of simulcasting, but today he's here in person on set. John Lendo, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good to be out here.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And we got our new set here with the big TV behind us and all that good stuff. But it's getting exciting now with the Derby just about a week away.
Right. And opening day tomorrow, or opening night tomorrow at Churchill Downs. We'll get a look at that racetrack, too. And again, we'll see some works coming up. The last set of works will be this weekend. And then we'll find out what the posts are tomorrow night.
Yeah, I would think that the final blowouts are going to be like between tomorrow and maybe Sunday, and then we'll get it started. That's for sure. By the way, Churchill Downs opens tomorrow. As you know, it'll be a late afternoon start for us, about 3 o'clock. I think it's a 6 o'clock start at Churchill Downs. They normally with the lights that they have there, they normally do have their opening night when they open up their meets on an evening, and they're going to do it again tomorrow night.
Right. They go, I think, was it 5 o'clock first post East Coast, so 2 o'clock here.
Okay.
2 and o'clock. Yeah. And they've got a mile and a quarter race, which is not unusual because they want to test where that gate goes for the Derby. So they'll do some dry runs in these races leading up to Derby Day.
Yep. And also, I got to remind everybody that today is closing day at Keeneland, so that means whatever's left on the table, mandatory payouts on everything today at Keeneland. And also tomorrow, north of the border, Woodbine starts their long meeting that starts tomorrow and goes through the fall. So we got changing of the guards in a couple of places there. And, of course, Santa Anita continues with the Hollywood meet. I think this is the second week of the Hollywood meet.
Right. The first 3 days were last weekend. We'll update the jockeys and trainers. We've got those numbers just getting started. And a real good jockey battle at Keeneland, too, going into today.
It is. I understand that we got, Flavian Pratt and
Luis Saez.
Luis Saez tied for the lead, right?
Right, and Jose Ortiz just one behind. So they'll be on their bellies riding today trying to get that title.
Also, Bill Mott and Rusty Arnold tied for the all-time leading Keeneland trainer in the Keeneland history the other day with 307 wins apiece. So somebody's looking to get one win there to get the outright title before they lower the curtain. So we'll wait and see about that, see how many horses these guys got in today as well.
Right. Yeah, and, they're going to be around for a while, knock on wood. So that number is going to keep moving.
Talking about Flavian Pratt, I understand that Joe Talamo reported on X. He said that Flavian Pratt has been named to ride Neo Equus, which is the 21st horse on the list. He's the next one coming up on the list of the top 20 for the Kentucky Derby. However, if Baeza, who is at 23, happens to get in, if there are three defections and Baeza gets in, then he switches over to Baeza. So Pratt's on the outside looking in, but he's got two out of the three that are next up, two of those three that he'll be named on. So we'll wait and see.
Right, it'll be one of those first call, second call things that you see on the overnight. And I'm sure that Baeza will be, whether he's in the body of the race to begin with, he'll be on the also eligible.
Rich Strike was a couple of years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
Now we're about a week away, a little bit more than a week and a day away. Now we're starting to look at the weather conditions and seeing the National Weather Report. And the National Weather Service does not have a forecast that goes out that far. However, the Weather Channel did. And what the Weather Channel is predicting is 74 degrees on Friday, 74 degrees on Derby Day, I should say, with a 24% chance of rain. That's what they predict. On Oaks Day, 1 week from today, they say the temperature is going to be 77 with a 47% chance of raining. So I guess what that tells us is that there'll be a storm coming through there, and maybe it'll come through a little bit earlier in the week with the last vestiges going through Friday and then tailing off a little bit more on Saturday, Derby Day.
That's the safety first forecast. There's always a 20% chance of rain out there.
I know.
It looks like mid-70s with, a shower here and there. But the way that track dries out, if there's not a deluge, we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and it could be pouring in the morning and could be pouring, the rain could, yep. The track could be sloppy in the first race of the day on Derby Day. But by the time they get to the Derby, track will be fast.
It's unbelievable how that place dries out.
Yeah, no question about that. I don't know if they can find out the concoction of the dirt that happens there. I know they tried to at a few places, didn't they? And I think it was Dubai or something, ship in dirt from the Ohio River where they were getting it for Churchill Downs to try to duplicate it in Dubai.
I think so. It's that Ohio River sand and whatever, however else it works.
At the turn right there at Louisville, river there. That's where they get the dirt for the racetracks.
Yeah, exactly. But it works at Churchill, I know that.
It sure does. Owen Almighty and Bilt took a couple of workouts yesterday morning. I guess Owen Almighty went 5 furlongs in 101 and 3, and Bilt went 5 furlongs in 59 and 4. That was moving for him.
Yeah, still no decision by the connections of Bilt as to where they're going to run, right, whether it be the Pat Day Mile or the Derby. And Owen Almighty's work was interesting. They rated him in this work. You know, we know he's really fast, but they took him off his workmate and let him run by him. And I'm just wondering if it's a change of tactics.
Well, his connection did say they want him to rate for the Kentucky Derby. They want him to, whether he cooperates or not is another question. But they say their intent is to have him rating. And I got to tell you, and we'll wait until we get Jonathan Ardoon on in the second segment here to go over you guys. I kind of want to start mapping out how you think the race will figure. Now, I know that it's important with post positions as far as speed horses are concerned, if you're brawn to the outside or inside or in the middle. But just to take a kind of a thumbnail look at how you guys predict how the race is going to shape up.
Happy to do it. Was it? Yeah. I'm interested to see what John has to say, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And as far as anything else is in news, we got to remind you about all of the good stuff that's going to happen here next week, starting on Wednesday, the Kentucky Derby preview show on the 30th on Wednesday, the next Wednesday coming up, 3 p.m. Pacific time. It'll only be here on the South Point Studios streaming network here at YouTube. It's the only place you can get it. John and Jonathan will be with me, along with Chris Andrews, Vinny Mugliolo. We'll have Alex White. She's going to give us a thought from the ladies' perspective on how the Derby works. And a few more guests along the way. Of course, Jerry Jackowitz and Rich Engel will be along with us as well for the Kentucky Derby special. That special is on Wednesday, 3 o'clock Pacific time, only here on the South Point streaming network at YouTube. Won't be in any of the other places. For example, today we're on our websites, we're on phone apps, etc. You know, all of the platforms that we have on our regular morning show, and we will continue through next week on the morning show, but this particular show only on the South Point streaming network at YouTube. And of course, the seminar, you and Jonathan will be back right after the Kentucky Oaks Day racing is over with the seminar that we'll have in the Grandview Lounge on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, as soon as the Kentucky Oaks program and the races are over in Southern California. About 6 o'clock we'll start the seminar and the Grandview Lounge, and you and Jonathan will be there, and you guys will go over all the horses in the Kentucky Derby, and then we'll get your picks. And I'm going to put you guys, you know, there's more than just the Derby on that day, so we're going to ask you for your best shots for some of the races later on, especially the Pat Day. The Pat Day is going to come up big.
That's going to be a tough race.
It's going to come up big.
It's looking really salty. Yeah. So
that's going to
looking
come
forward
up
to that.
So we'll take a look at that. And, of course, if we have time, we'll get question and answers from you folks in the audience. That's at the Grandview Lounge here adjacent to the race book. That'll be here at the South Point on Friday night, the 2nd of May. Of course, that's after the Kentucky Oaks. And then after all that work is done, we're going to go out and celebrate and watch the race with the Kentucky Derby Party in the Exhibit Hall. And that'll be on Kentucky Derby Day, Saturday, 9 a.m. Doors will open for the big exhibit hall, big banquet tables, and you'll have betting windows, kiosks. They're going to have big screen, theater-like screen TVs for the races, etc. Food and beverage discounts, of course, and a hat contest. So bring your best lid and your best gal with her lid as well. The hat contest, of course, will produce cash prizes as well for that. Just going to have a lot of fun. And, John, you and I will be at the table along with Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to have you guys that watch us every day to come on out and say hi. We'd love to talk with you, et cetera. So make your plans to be with us on Derby Day here in the Exhibit Hall. And, of course, we want you to come by and say bye and say hello. And, by the way, they're big banquet tables, so you can bring your friends to have a party with your neighbors or whatever. Come on out and enjoy it. It's all free, including parking your car here. First thing out of your pocket will be either to buy a beer or buy something to eat or make a bet. That's going to be it'll be a lot of fun, John.
I can't wait. We've done it for many years now. It's a lot of fun, and it's amazing. You know, you wonder in this day and age where so much is off track in California and stuff. To see all the people come out for an event like that, it's a lot of fun.
And yeah, it's good. It's a good social event too, because if you don't go out every day like you used to at the racetrack, it's kind of a really a special fun thing to do, and especially on Kentucky Derby Day, where we all know all of our handicappers, including our man Jerry Jack, would say the Kentucky Derby is the race that has the most value in betting it in any race for the rest of the year. Whether you get the winner or not is a different story, but we're going to try to get it. But it's going to be value, that's for sure. Even if the favorite wins, it's always value.
The favorite will be 7-2, maybe. Yeah. You know, you'll get a second choice at 6 or 8-1.
Journalism, you think? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll be favorite for sure, yeah.
And he's doing, they said he acclimated to Churchill Downs really well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. He hasn't worked there yet, so he'll have one work at Churchill Downs. I'm going to see how he goes, but watching him gallop, and I know trainer Michael McCarthy said he's got a really good mind, this horse, and it looks like nothing phases him at all.
Well, your mind and your physical, and then the racing luck. We hope the mind of his rider is in the same place that the horse is, though, because he did. He had a tricky run in the Santa Anita Derby, I will say that, but we'll trust Umberto Rispoli to figure it out. Keeneland yesterday, we're still kind of charting both Rusty Arnold and Bill Mott to see if they can break the tie that they have as the all-time leading trainer at Keeneland. They did not have a winner yesterday. Flavian Pratt picked up a mount in the second race at Keeneland and won for George Weaver, paying $15.44. Came right back in the third race for Rudolph Rossette and paid $7.70. And then Pratt got his third win of the day in the first five races, by the way. He won the fifth race for Richard Baltus.
The California guys are out there right now.
California guys are out there.
And they're winning races.
Yes. Richard Baltus got a win with Flavian Pratt in the fifth race at 9:20. John, I want to thank you so much for your winner in the seventh race, Herchie. Herchie got a great ride and was just the best in that race. Herchie, with Edgar Morales aboard for Helen Pitts, paid $9.96. So we thank you for the winner there. And Luis Saez had a winner in the last race for Vicky Oliver, paying $9.06. So that with that win, I guess, is how he got a tie with Flavian Pratt, because Pratt had three, Saez had one, and by the end of the day, they were tied for the jockey.
Yeah, they're all locked up today, and with I think it's 10 races today. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. No question about that. And as far as Aqueduct is concerned, a real quick look at that. Not really much to say about what was going on at, well, the Aqueduct didn't run yesterday. Yeah, they did. I'm sorry. Here's my sheet. Okay. I got so many sheets in front of me. Aqueduct yesterday, Javier Castellano had a couple of winners. Won the second race for Jenna Antonucci at 2:40, and won the fourth race for Gustavo Rodriguez at $4.70. That's kind of like the way the day went. There were a lot of favorites there. And, of course, it wouldn't be a day at Aqueduct without Jose Lascano and Linda Rice getting together for a win. They did that in the fifth race, paying $8.40. Okay, that's it for what happened yesterday. We're looking ahead till today. Jonathan Ardoon with us. Of course, you know John Lendo is here. We'll have Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz, and, of course, your racing menu. And we're going to take our first break, so don't go away on this Friday. We'll be right back. Get on the chat and start chatting at YouTube. Easy to do. Just get to our page and hit subscribe. If you haven't subscribed already, it's free. And you can start chatting away on the chat box. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas. John Lendo here in studio with me, and our handicappers out there waiting to get on the show to help you guys out today. So without any further ado, let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook Simulcast Center's racetracks around the country. Remember, the first post times are Pacific, so those of you in all those different platforms around the world, adjust your start times in whatever area you're in, tweak it from the Pacific time zone to wherever you're at so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 11 races today. And Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $4,176. Their first post time is at 9:10 with 11 races today at Laurel. All right, Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Tampa Bay has a first post time of 9:25. 9:25 at Tampa Bay. And then next comes Keeneland, closing day at Keeneland, which means it's mandatory payoffs for everything. By the way, Tampa Bay does have a small pick six jackpot carryover of $1,110, just in case you're interested. But we move on. Keeneland Racecourse, closing day, mandatory payoffs on everything. Everything goes out the door today. First post time is 9:30. The feature race is the Bewitched Handicap, the Bewitched Stakes, at a mile and a half on the turf. Fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, is the eighth race on the card. 9 go in that one before any scratches. They said, it was drizzling this morning, but it should be okay for the races, hopefully, today at Keeneland. And as we said, take a look at Luis Saez and Flavien Prat. They're tied for the lead. And Jose Ortiz is just one win behind them. He can have a big day as well. And three trainers are tied at 9 apiece there. So it's going to be a fun day watching Keeneland's closing day. 10 races. First post time is at 9:30 at Keeneland. Gulfstream Park has 9 races. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover is now climbing. It's sitting at $92,478. $92,478 for the Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Gulfstream. 9 races. First post time is at 9:50. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York. As far as Aqueduct is concerned, partly sunny, 62 degrees. The track is fast. The turf courses, both the outer and the inner turf courses, are firm. And a first post time at Aqueduct for their 8-race card is set at 10:10 at Aqueduct today. Oaklawn Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 10:20 at Oaklawn Park today. Following that comes Santa Anita. Santa Anita, second week of the Hollywood meet. The Hollywood meet second week. First post time is 1 o'clock today at Santa Anita. They have 9 races today, and they have a carryover in the pick 6 left over from Sunday. Pick 6 carryover at Santa Anita today, $68,636. $68,636. It's a regular pick 6 carryover. 1 o'clock first post time for the 9 races at Santa Anita. Penn National has 7 races. They got a pick 5 carryover of $5,046. And their first post time at Penn Net for 7 races set at 2:45. Then we go to Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 3:30. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has a first post time of 8 races set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown today. All righty. Well, John, let's bring in Jonathan. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Okay, now you shaved that beard yesterday.
Tomorrow I shave my head, Ralph, okay? Leave me alone.
All right, and we just hope that you can negate that by getting a winner for us today, and then that the shaving deal is off. But remember, if you might run out of hair before we get started again, but we hope it's going to end right.
Before I get a winner.
we hope it starts today, otherwise tomorrow I'll bring in the Nair for you.
I'll start taking out one hair at a time, Ralph.
Okay, there you go. Well, I don't know about you, but if you took one hair at a time out of my head, it'd only be about 2 days.
I'm not that far behind you.
In any case, I know you have a couple of interesting plays for us today. We'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to ask you and John just how you think the Kentucky Derby is going to be played out as far as the speed horses, et cetera. I know it's unfair, and this is just, we're just conversing right now. Of course, after the post position draw, we'll get a better picture, because post position draw has a lot to do with horses who are going to try to go for the lead. But just looking at the past performances of the horses that are set and ready to go in the Derby, how do you think the race is going to shape up? How do you think it's going to lay out?
Well, I don't think it's going to be short on early speed. I mean, you have Citizen Bull, you have Rodriguez, you have East Avenue, you have Owen Almighty. All of a sudden, they're going to decide to raid Owen Almighty. We saw what happened when they did that to Door Knock last year. You can't wait till a race, Ralph, and then decide all of a sudden to change a horse's running style. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's a big mistake. I mean, you know, the trainer obviously does not want to run. You know, he's being pressured by the owners, and so he's going to give it his best shot. Trying to ride a horse that always goes to the lead, good luck. Not only that, it's a 20-horse field. You could rate them in workouts, but when they hit that, when they get into that starting gate, everything goes out the window. They're going to remember the way they always run. You know, I mean, obviously they're going to try. I don't think it's going to work, but let's see what happens.
Well, John?
Well, you look at trainer intention. It's still early, but you had mentioned Owen Almighty being rated in that last workout. Over in California, Citizen Bull has been working without blinkers and being taken off his workmates and trying to come around and loop those horses. You got to remember, his stablemate Rodriguez has an awful lot of speed, so maybe that's telling you who's going to go out of the two Baffert horses there. And East Avenue, who we saw duel on the pace in the Bluegrass, you got to remember he's owned by Godolphin. Well, they also own Sovereignty, who's a deep closer. You can't tell me logically that they're not going to go all out to make sure that pace is honest for Sovereignty with East Avenue.
Let me ask you this, because we were talking about this before we came on the show today, John. You say that blinkers for Citizen Citizen Bull,
yeah,
is coming off this time.
He will race without blinkers in the Kentucky Derby,
and he is a horse that predominantly is close to the front end. How do you think that works out,
well,
there, John?
All the races he's won on the lead.
Yeah.
And if you remember, for the most part, he's won, even in the Breeders' Cup, Baffert was running 1-2-3. So he really never got pressured because the horses that were chasing him were other Baffert horses. But that's not going to be the case on Derby Day. I mean, John's saying that they may rate him because they're taking the blinkers off. Maybe they're going to try to do that. But if you recall, Baffert had a third horse in the race that he scratched, Maticott Road, and he's running in the Pat Day Mile, I assume. You know, so he knows that he's got speed horses going up against each other. It's a tough situation.
All right. Well, and so John, do you think taking the blinkers off is going to try to it helps to break this horse, or it helps them to get a little bit more concentrating on the lead?
Citizen Bull's been a really good gate horse. He's broken well in all of his starts, but like John said, his wins came when he was absolutely handed optimum conditions, easy leads in races, and he was able to dictate things. Well, he didn't get that chance last time in the Santa Anita Derby, and we saw what happened. He stopped at the quarter pole. So now they've got to make an adjustment, because you know nobody's going to be handed an easy lead in the Kentucky Derby. And so, especially with the stablemate, Rodriguez showing, it looks like that's his best style, go to the front. So, again, just from the outside looking in at this point, maybe they're experimenting now. Well, will he pass horses? And he's done it in the morning, but it's an awful late to try and make an equipment change and change your style in the Kentucky Derby. You're asking an awful lot.
Now, let's take I want to make this. We know that if it's a fast pace, the closers will be coming. We know if it's a slow pace, then the horses that are in front or certainly just stalking there are going to have the best shot. But let's say it's a moderate pace. You know, it's just in between those two scenarios. Closers. Who are the closers? Good closers.
Well, obviously, Sovereignty, who won the Florida Derby.
Right.
You have the horse that won the Bluegrass, Burnham Square.
Mm-hmm.
And, those are the two that jump out to me. Tappan Street, I think, will be somewhere in between those horses. He'll kind of be in the middle of the pack someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends how the race comes up and who breaks and who doesn't break, because
right,
everything on paper goes out the window once the gates open.
No question. Jonathan?
Yeah, I agree 100% with John. By the way, John's microphone's a little low, having problems hearing him. So
okay.
I don't know if it's just me or if everyone else has the same problem, but I did hear what John said, and I agree with him 100%. You know, Tappan Street, they changed his name now to Tappan Street. Well, he's going to be sitting right off, you know, the lead. He's not going to get involved and engage early. So I think he's going to work out a great trip. But again, post position obviously has a lot to do with it. And we're really talking prematurely at this point, but we're speaking, I guess, hypothetically or whatever. Let's see what happens. I still want to see post positions before I make, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously, this is just conversation, yeah, over a cup of coffee.
We're shooting the breeze. We're shooting the breeze.
Yes. Well, let's quit the breeze then and get started with some picks.
All right, let's go. Aqueduct, race number three. By the way, slim pickings today. It is a nice day, but if you're handicapping Aqueduct for Saturday, handicap for a wet track, they're expecting a lot of rain tomorrow. Okay. Third race today at Aqueduct, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Kenny B. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the David Dugan barn, Romero Marab board to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. This horse is really just improving with each and every start. He figures to get a good trip in here. I like number 4, Kenny B, to win today's third race out at Aqueduct.
All right, third race at Aqueduct, number 4, Kenny B. Kenny B in the third at Aqueduct. And let's go to Keeneland next.
Let's look at race number 5, and this selection is for turf only. Turf only, again, it was drizzling early this morning. I don't know if the rain's going to come through, but it is closing day, so they probably will do everything to keep these races on the grass. Mm-hmm. And I like a price horse in the 5th race today, Ralph. We're going to swing for the fences here. Number 3, She's a Temptus, a 4-year-old filly from the Bill Mott barn. Not only one win, I think, at the meet, but he's got 6 seconds and a third, so he's 7-for-19 in the money. His horses have been running, but he's been a little unlucky. But this horse tried the grass for the first time 2 starts back, and either one of her last 2 races, both at Gulfstream, really put her in the thick of things here. The price is too good to pass up. I like number 3, She's a Temptus, to upset and win today's 5th race out at Keeneland.
Jonathan, do you think the 20-1 morning line is a correct morning line for the race, or do you think that where do you think it'll
be? On my morning line, I had the horse about 6-1, so okay. You know, I found an overlay. I'm not expecting 6, but I'm not expecting 20 either, somewhere in between.
All right, so number 3, She's a Temptus. We hope she is and gets a win. The 3-horse in the 5th race at Keeneland. And they are racing at Santa Anita today, so what say you?
Yeah, and they have a pick 6 carryover. And I like the 6th race today, Ralph. I like the number 4 horse in here, Sweet Hello. 5-year-old mare from the Bob Hess barn. Bob Hess has been had a good meet last meet. I guess they restarted the meet, the new meet, a few days ago. But I like this horse in here, Sweet Hello, a 5-year-old mare. Kenta Somero aboard to ride. 10-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Sweet Hello, upsets and wins today. 6th race out at Sunny.
Okay, you're giving us some horses with some body to the morning line, that's for sure. In the 6th race, you like the 4, Sweet Hello. Sweet Hello in the 6th race at Santa Anita. And again, Jonathan, you got 4 sheets today. You also have Oaklawn Park, don't you?
Yes, I do. Oaklawn Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Keeneland. JONHARDOON.com.
All right, Jonathan, go ahead and we'll save any more haircut. We're going to get the winners here today. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Okay, guys. Stay safe and be well. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it, my man. Anyhow, Jonathan, always he's always a good-hearted guy, you know?
I tell you what, and he the wintertime, he was on a roll. Yeah. Absolutely. You're allowed to have a couple that stumble and miss.
Come on, give me a
break.
But
he's giving us live horses at prices.
You know, and same way with trainers and jockeys and sometimes horses, too. We go through the valleys and the highs, that's for sure. Let's see if we can start rolling on a high. We'll be right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge.
When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Friday, of course, 1 week from today, it'll be Kentucky Oaks Day, and we now go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, we're on the cusp of getting the races set in stone as far as the post position draws for both the two big days, Kentucky Oaks Day and Kentucky Derby Day. It'll all happen tomorrow on opening night. At Churchill Downs, they'll be drawing for the Derby and the entire day of racing on Saturday. And I understand later on in the evening, the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Oaks Day card as well.
Yeah, I read that they're going to draw both cards on Saturday, and they'll get the PPs out as soon as they can pull everything together. And the people who have online accounts, they can, like whether it's DRF or BrizNet or whatever, the source, should be able to download them soon after, depending on how they get everything set up. But a hard copy of the Daily Racing Form, the Kentucky Derby Advance, will be available Tuesday morning, Ralph, here in Vegas, Laughlin, Tahoe, and anywhere else that the Racing Form is sold.
Well, and, John, you know, I'm old school. A lot of people are old school, even though you can get it on the Internet a little bit earlier. I want to scribble it with all my coloring pens and all that stuff.
I still like laying it out. It helps me find the race shape when I see where they're drawn, yeah, and who's the speed.
And your little notes, your personal notes that you put on there, right. You know, maybe a trainer that you've been looking for or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen your homework there. You never studied that hard in school, I know that.
No, I didn't. You can tell by my grades I didn't. But in any case, Richie, I know that you do extensive handicapping work on big days, and I would imagine that the Derby weekend is the same thing.
Yeah, I'll be doing full card analysis for BrizNet.com. It's usually much more in depth than the single sheet I do for Keeneland or for Santa Anita. The reports are usually 6, 7, 8 pages long. I go into much more analysis on each race on the card. So if there's 14 races on Oaks and Derby Day, I'll have 14 races, maybe a half a page on each race. Some suggested plays sprinkled throughout. But I really go in depth, and it's proven been very profitable in past years. So hopefully people will invest in it. It's available at BrizNet.com, but also on the RacedayLasVegas.com website, Ralph.
Yeah, certainly is. And all I can say, Richie, is it's closing day at Keeneland. You've been doing two sheets, both Southern California and Keeneland Racetrack. And before we get your pick for both those tracks, your assessment of this meet at Keeneland.
I think it's been fabulous. And you know, one thing that makes it really difficult is the fact that horses ship in from so many different jurisdictions because the purse levels are so high. The way the timing of the meets are, some meets are closing like Fairgrounds and Tampa, and others are opening up. But it's great racing. If you can connect the dots, you get rewarded. And that's what horse players, the opportunity they're looking for, is a chance to cash big tickets.
All right, now let's get started with your selection for closing day at Keeneland and ascending the selection as well.
Race number 4 at Keeneland is 6 furlongs, and the horse I'm going to go with is number 3, Billy the Greek, 4-1 in the morning line. I read Ortiz riding for Safi Joseph. Safi has been the king of Florida lately, and he has sent a few horses to Keeneland, but they have all been alive. He's got 3 wins so far in 9 races. This horse should be flying late, Ralph. Number 3, Billy the Greek in the 4th.
All right, 4th race, number 3, Billy the Greek. In the 4th race, the 3-horse Billy the Greek. And Jonathan came with a nice play in the next race, the 5th race. And so we got a rolling double working as well there. In the 4th race, the 3, Billy the Greek at Keeneland. What about Santa Anita?
Race number 7, it's a mile on the grass. Let's go with number 3, Ms. Brightside, Umberto Rispoli riding for Philip D'Amato. This horse has been closing well. I think finally gets a nice setup to get the W finally. Number 3, Ms. Brightside in the 7th.
All right, in the 7th race, number 3, Ms. Brightside on the turf at Santa Anita. We had a person on the chat box say that the rain is coming at San Anita, but do you think it'll hit today?
I don't know. I when I came through there yesterday on the way out, it was fine. So if they do, I don't think they're going to get much.
Okay, and because this race that Richie you selected is on the grass, I assume you'll take it on the grass there in the seventh race, the three horse Ms. Brightside, Phil D'Amato, who's kind of had a slow lull, but you know, we expect him to get rolling pretty soon again. And we all know how him and Barrios are two people that are really, really big on the turf.
Well, the good horses, the real good horses of his, are just getting going. Yeah. You know, he raced hard through November at the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar last year, turned some horses out. They're just getting back to going again now. Don't Phil will win his share. Don't worry about Phil.
And let's hope he wins right here today in the seventh race with number three, Ms. Brightside. Richie, you got a full sheet of handicapping at Santa Anita and at Keeneland today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website.
Yep, a lot of hard work coming up this weekend with the draws on Saturday, Ralph. I know we'll be putting pens to paper Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and get everything squared away. And look forward to the Wednesday show with all you guys.
All right, you got it, my man. You'll be with us on the special Breeders, special Kentucky Derby special show on, of course, the streaming at YouTube. And we do a Breeders' Cup one, too, but this one's for the Derby.
I hope so.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Thanks, John. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, do a little bit more chatting with John Lindo, get his picks as well, and then Jerry Jackowitz, of course, will be along with us in the last segment, so don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Before we get to Jerry Jackowitz, John, a couple of things. And I know that Jonathan Hardoon, when you guys are talking about how important the post positions are, et cetera, I know that Jonathan Hardoon had this idea, or at least he heard of this idea, several months ago. We were talking about it. I think we were also talking about it for the Breeders' Cup. But Mark Cassie had an interview the other day and brought up the same subject matter and the same solution that he thought would be more fair when you draw for the Kentucky Derby post positions. Traditionally, you'll have a bottle of pills with numbers on them, and you'll shake it up and take it out, and then the guy will pull the entry blank for a horse, and they'll match them together, and that's how you, by chance, get the post position draws. But Cassie thinks, and there's a lot of merit to this, and I hope they really think about doing this. Since we rely so much on the point system to dictate the first 20 horses that are eligible to get into the Kentucky Derby anyhow, the points mean something for that. They should also mean something for the post position draw. In other words, the horse that has the most points at the end of, assessing all the points at the end when all the points are given out, that owner and trainer should have their first pick of the post position they want. In other words, you don't have to draw. Whoever is the leader right now, I think it's Burnham Square, I'm not sure. His people should say, okay, we want post four or one or whatever, and go right down the list by virtue of the points that were accrued by the horses instead of drawing them out of a pill box. What do you think?
That falls in line with a number of years ago they had the owners, they would pick their posts. They would call the horse, and you know, I don't know what, however order how it came out, but then they would go and select their post position. I'd have to think about that. My initial reaction is no. I think Sandman, who's trained by Mark Cassie, has an awful lot of Derby points this year. So not to say it's a biased opinion, but it might be. No, I like the blind draw. For me, everybody should have an equal opportunity to draw the post. The points are important enough. You're not there unless you get them anyways. Mm-hmm. So to tilt that a little bit, I don't think, for me, no, I don't like it.
And by the way, how did it work out when they did that the first time?
It took too long.
Oh, okay.
It just took too long. You know, draw the post, let's get on with it.
Not to mention the fact that you can start doing deals with other owners, you know, and trainers and say, listen, I'm going to be up next. It's almost like the draft is now for the NFL.
A trainer will have five horses in the Derby. He can line up where he wants to attack his enemy.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that he has owners that sitting there say, I don't want that post, give it to him.
Right.
It could open up a Pandora's box, that's for sure. But we'll wait and see. Right now, we're going to get it the old-fashioned way. That now we're like, what, 3 days into the Hollywood meet?
Do we have the first three days.
Jockey trainer standings going on there?
Yeah, again, just getting started, but Juan Hernandez was the leading jockey after the first week. He had six winners last week. Humberto Risibili has four, and then you have Hector Berrios and Antonio Frisu. They've each got three. You would expect a lot of these guys to be out of town the next couple of weeks with all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the trainers, three-way tie. Phil D'Amato, John Sather, Bob Baffert. They each had four winners opening week, so just getting started.
Should I even ask about the favorites?
You'll love it. The favorites have gone all the way down to 38%.
All the way down to 38%. Yeah, right. I get it around 33 where, you know, it's supposed to. But in any case, that's what we got to deal with in the first 3 days. Looking at Santa Anita, we're going to get in now to the, like you said, a lot of the trainers with their quality horses. And certainly a lot of the jockeys have been taking a lot of trips because not only are we coming up to the Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Oaks weekend, but we're also coming up to, where in 2 weeks we're going to have the same deal going on with the Preakness and the Black Eyed Susan. Those two days will be full of other stakes races for other division of horses. Same thing 3 weeks later when we get to the Belmont Stakes that'll be run at Saratoga again this year. With a week full of great stakes races there. What I'm saying is a lot of the quality horses that are in Southern California and their trainers and certainly the jockeys will be away a lot of the times for this Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. So how does that shake out there?
Yeah, I would think that some of the stakes races will get a little diluted out at Santa Anita. Again, when you send a horse to the Kentucky Derby, there's a cost to ride that plane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you can fill that pallet of horses, the cost per horse is really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll send a couple of horses out for allowance races or undercard stakes. And, you know, the guys like a Bob Baffert or Michael McCarthy, they've got enough horses to fill other races in different levels. So they'll send two or three or four or something. And when they do that, obviously it empties out the, and you don't see people coming into California as much now to try and raid the stakes races. So it makes for a little bit of a diluted situation.
I think it'll be kind of diluted until we get to Del Mar, because when Del Mar starts with the Ship and Win program they got there, and the fact that it's Del Mar, people will start becoming back to Southern California. That meet ought to be good.
Well, with the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar in November, too,
yeah,
a lot of the horsemen may want to get a test drive over that main track or that turf course.
Yeah, no question about that. So we'll kind of weather the storm, so to speak, as far as the racing. But today at Santa Anita looks like a pretty good card.
Yeah, I'm assuming the weather's going to be fine. We've got nine races today. You got a pick six carryover. The field sizes tomorrow are very good. So right now, everything, again, we're not talking the usual Santa Anita quality. We have some of those no-cal restricted races, but they're viable betting races.
Competitive as far as the gambler's concerned.
Yes.
All right, let's get started. You have a full Lendl report for today's closing day at Keeneland, as you've had every Keeneland racing day. And, of course, for Santa Anita in Southern California, two separate full Lendl reports that cover selections in all the races, suggested late pick four, and all the goody information we've been talking about. And those two comprehensive Lendl reports are available right here at the South Point Racebook, and only here at the South Point Racebook in Las Vegas, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players. All right, let's go to Keeneland first.
Keelan, I'm also in race five against John Hardoon.
Aha!
I like number one, Deep Satin, in here quite a bit. Four starts over four different turf courses, including Keelan. Run well in all four. Comes back off the layoff. Gets Lasix back today, dropping out of a stakes from the rail. Works out a good stocking trip in here. I think 3-1 for Cherie DeVoe and Jose Ortiz. That's a terrific jockey-trainer combination. I like number one, Deep Satin, 3-1, fifth race today at Keelan.
They gave us a Scirocco play, folks, in the fifth race. John likes the one. Jonathan Hardoon at 20-1 on the morning line likes the three. So we got a 1-3-3-1 exacta combination. And with the Richie giving us a horse in the fourth race, I'll go two deep in the second half with a rolling double. In the fourth race, I'll take the double three with 1-3 in the fifth race. And we'll see if we can get our guys to give us a 1-2 punch at Keeneland. What about Santa
Anita, race number eight today. Number two, Our Moonlight, won the debut like a nice filly. Was entered in a stakes race and scratched when she got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Working really well now, coming back. Gets Lasix for the first time. She's got a lot of upside. There's some speed to set her up in here, and I know she's well-regarded. 5-1 in the program. Number two, Our Moonlight, race number eight today at Santa Anita.
Eighth race, Santa Anita at 6 furlongs. Number two, Our Moonlight, the two in the eighth at Santa Anita. John Linda's picked there. And now we'll go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by from the Jerry J's Power page. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We'll be drawing for the Kentucky Derbies and the Kentucky Oaks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the excitement will start. I mean, by Sunday or Monday, I'll have a pretty good idea what I'm going to do.
Oh, good. And you'll be with us, of course, on the Wednesday show, the Kentucky Derby special show on Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
What time is that, by the way, Ralph?
At 3 o'clock.
I'll be there.
So you'll have to just step aside from your golfing in the afternoon and take a little short break.
No, I don't play golf Wednesday. So
oh, okay.
I play golf on Monday.
Right, good enough. Glad we met your schedule anyhow. In any case, you've got two sheets today, one for Aqueduct and one for Santa Anita, so we'll get busy.
Okay, I'm going to do the first one, the Aqueduct, for my New York Giants.
Okay.
They got Abdul Carter and Dart. You know, we love those Ole Miss quarterbacks up in New York.
Do you think it was a good draft so far for the Giants?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
I didn't want them to take any quarter. I wanted them to get Abdul Carter because the New York Giants,
mm-hmm.
they need a Lawrence Taylor type player on their team.
Okay.
Just that's their identity. And Carter could be that kind of player. So I was upset that they missed Micah Parsons a few years ago, but I think we've corrected that now. So.
All right, let's get started. Aqueduct.
And Ole Miss quarterbacks have been very good for the Giants. So
okay.
Let's go to, I think this will be the third one. Let's go to the third race today. We've got Kenny B, the four horse in the third race. Really a real attractive horse. Just had a little freshening for David Duggan, wonderful trainer. Coming back, everything is sharp with this horse. I like the four over the 1.56, reverse 1.56 over the four. And I'm going to press up 4.664 because Dutro is doing a whole lot of stuff with that horse.
Okay, so in the third race, you like the 4 over 1.56 and reverse, and then another 4.664, correct?
Correct.
Okay, that's the 4, the key in the third race at Aqueduct. What about Santa Anita?
I just want to say, and John Lindo is one of the best handicappers I've ever met in my life, and I've been around some of the greatest that have ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting the 20-1 shot from Hardoon in the fifth race. I don't give up 20-1 so fast.
I don't.
3-1's nice, but I'm betting the 20-1.
Well, let's put it this way: you are Mr. Value. We knew that. Santa Anita.
Yeah, let's go over to the eighth race, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that a great compliment, so thank you. I'll take the 7 shared future at 8-1 for Mark Reinford. Second off, a little freshening. Everything's good about this horse. Turning back, and a lot of people are going to stay away from him. He's a slow closer.
Mm-hmm.
But he can probably Silky Sullivan it today a little bit. I'll take the 7.
Okay.
Shared future in the 8. That's a good win place bet. Play the 7 over 3, 4, 8, and 9. Reverse 3, 4, 8, and 9 over the 7. It's all about shared future.
All right. In the 8th race, you like the 7. Your link-ups are 3, 4, 8, and 9. John Lendo, the handicapper you respect a lot, came with the 2 horse in that race, so I got another Scirocco play, the exacta box of 2772. And I'm going to assume that you'll
throw them in.
I'm assuming that you're going to throw the two in there as well. Okay.
Absolutely.
You like the seven. He likes the two.
Good
and
job.
I just hope you guys are battling to the wire so we can get that a Sirocco play in. Anyhow, Jerry J's.
John and Jerry to the wire. Either way, I'll be very happy.
Absolutely. Jerry J's power pages are available for Santa Anita and Aqueduct. Now you can sign us off, my man.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.